We are so back, baby.
Welcome back to Set Her Up Pod with the Stanley sisters. We are so excited for our second podcast episode, and we know all of you guys are too.
What a way to finish the weekend with Atlanta Vibe beating Vegas Thrill. Game just wrapped up. We are here to talk about a crazy good weekend of volleyball.
Filled with lots of volleyball. So much fun watching every single game. So fun to see all the players from the Olympic level, right coming out of college, different dynamics on each team and how they make it work. It's just really fun to watch. And the competition level is extremely high in every single game. So, really exciting.
Yeah, we're in a different setup today than we were last episode. And there has also just been so much excitement over it. And it's, from last season to this season, obviously we only had one league last season, the PVF. If you don't know, there's two leagues competing this season. We have the PVF and Love. So I think the difference between PVF season last season and this season has been a drastic change, and the energy surrounding it is very different, a lot higher, and a lot more exciting.
Yeah, I think one of the main things that we thought about last year with PVF and the main thing that we looked for in the differences between leagues was the quality within each one and the announcement, the excitement around it, and just like the quality and seeing good plays. And I think that PVF has really stepped up the announcers, the quality. There's a lot more excitement around it, and the Love Volleyball League has been amazing, I think.
Yeah, and I think another thing that really played into this season being so much better so far, it's only been one weekend, but at the end of last college season, we had Texas and Nebraska in the finals, and there was a lot of excitement about that. However, after that season, we didn't have a lot of graduates. Like Nebraska, it was known they didn't have any seniors on their team last year. They were a very young team. Texas, you had Ella Swindle, you had Madison Skinner, you had, again, a very young team. I don't even know if anybody really graduated from that team that
I
I can
think
think
that
of
was
right now.
Asia O'Neill's last
Asia
year,
O'Neill, yeah,
but
that's true. Sorry. But even then, you had very few graduates that so that excitement didn't necessarily roll over in the same way it did this year. So yeah, I think especially with the PVF, I think the quality of the play, I did see, with the structures of the leagues themselves, it seems that, Love Club has talked about how they're built on these youth clubs. And I think the structure of it is a lot more similar to the international leagues, with the PVF being a lot more similar to leagues like the NBA or the NFL. And I think even in the type of play, or maybe it was the venues, or it was something about it, and it felt, I could feel that in the quality of play and production, from my opinion. LVB felt very similar to some international leagues, especially the Italian National League. Another thing, so to kind of compare the two leagues, what do you think about, because going into it, I genuinely thought LVB was going to be better. But after this weekend, I don't know. What do you
I
think?
think, it depends too. Like, I think what was the game with that went to five? It was Austin versus Houston. Yes, Austin versus Houston. That game went to five. That was, I think, one of the most exciting games of the weekend, and that was in the Love League. But then overall, I think PVF, I think the teams really give you something to root for. And with the excitement, I think that a lot of my favorite collegiate players are now in PVF, that it's rolling over into that, like you were saying, brings that excitement into PVF. And I think just it being like from last year too, having that under their belt, I think brings in more excitement. But There are different leagues. There are a lot of different rules that we'll talk about, like for each league. What was the love one that you saw?
This isn't a rule for the whole season. It's a little crazy. I we want to hear your thoughts on this actually. So it's not for the whole season, but I think, oh, what month is it? I'm not sure. I'll double check, but I wanna, it could be in
So,
February. I don't even know if it's mid-season. I wanna say it's February. The Love Cup has a bowl, like a super, I don't know. It's in Kansas City though. I do know that. And I believe it's in February. And they do have a rule for those matches only that any point, I wanna say before 20, one of the coaches can hit a button, they know it weird, a button, and that point will be worth 2 points.
I mean, like, is the button gonna be on a score table? Like, that's just
Yeah.
an insane concept.
Next to the challenge cards.
Yeah, like when I heard that that was like a new thing in this Love League, I wasn't sure how I felt about it. I was like, why are we changing the game of volleyball? But I do think it will bring like more traction to it almost, and like, I don't know. I'm intrigued to see. And I feel like we'll like learn more about the coaches' personalities too. Like,
Yeah.
I think it'll be like funny to see if they like press the button and are like all petty about it or like.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And then, so if, do you know if, like, let's say we're versing each other and I click the button and then I lose that point, then I
I
lose,
get
you
two
get 2 points.
points. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's like really
But
exciting.
yeah, and you do it before the point. Yeah.
So I wonder if that'll like cause any like rivalries. Like I'm excited to see like the relationship between each team because I feel like on social media, which is great, like I think everybody's very like supportive of each other and like it's a new league, like everybody's like lifting each other up, which is so great to see, obviously. But I think it's fun when like at the college level, is it Louisville and Pitt? What's
What?
like the big rivalry? I
Oh, I
think
don't. Do they have a
Pitt,
big?
I think
No.
their Pitt had like major tea with like another team.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, and they like fought during.
Pitt? It's not Penn?
No, it's Pitt.
No, Pitt and Penn.
Oh
Like Battle of
no.
Pennsylvania teams.
I no.
Is it
I feel like Penn
Purdue?
State
Is
like
it
does that.
Purdue?
No,
I
it's like Louisville
mean,
or Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure. Maybe
maybe
Wisconsin.
Louisville because they played in Final Four, right? Did they?
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, there are like a few rivalries, I think, in athletics in general. Like you look at the NBA, NFL, like there are always rivalries. And I think that that makes it more interesting and gives people something to root for and a reason to watch. And I think as the leagues grow and as their social media presence grows and everything, I think that people will find things to root for and things like rivalries and other things like that make it more interesting for people to watch.
Yeah, I think I've been seeing a lot of TikToks and things of people that maybe don't play volleyball that I'm totally on volleyball TikTok that are like, oh, I'm watching this league. Like, and I saw this one girl and she posted, I'm watching pro volleyball now. It's actually so fun. Anybody who knows the lore of it, like, let me know. And I think it does make watching sports so much more fun when there's some
Yeah,
drama surrounding it.
for sure.
And I think we saw that a little bit in college volleyball. So not that I hope there's drama,
Yeah, no, like it's
but
great to see everybody rooting for each other and lifting each other up,
yeah,
but
and there
it
is
is fun.
lore. There is, you got Omaha, Austin, and it's kind of like the
And
two college teams. You got.
and even I mean, I'm bringing this game up again, but Austin and
Houston.
Houston. That game, like the Battle of the Texas teams, like I think it, I don't know, that was like a really fun game to watch. And I
Yeah.
think that a lot of little lores like that make the
Yeah.
game a lot more fun to watch.
Yeah. And it's just made me so happy this past weekend seeing TikToks like that. Even when you're watching college volleyball, I saw a lot of people watching it that didn't play volleyball, but like, wait, this is actually really good. And more people are starting to catch on that it's super fun to watch.
And big crowds,
And
like big crowds of reminding me of other professional sports, like with the jumbotron, people on it, trying to get on it,
Yeah, I
dancing,
love seeing
while doing the
girls that are
weights.
like at these games and they have like these great athletes to look up to. It's so cute. Oh my God, I remember especially that big game. This was 2 years ago, I guess, when Nebraska, the Huskers had their outdoor games. I remember just seeing the crowd and seeing like videos of little girls like so excited. And I remember watching a video and I cried. The two leagues, you have LVB that's streamed on ESPN. They have four matches a week. And we got ESPN solely for this reason. And I mean, it's pretty easy. Now we have it. We can watch all their matches. With the PVF, though, it's a little bit different. They have most of their games are on YouTube. I think maybe like, I think they have eight games a week, somewhere around that. And because I think each team plays twice and they have eight teams. And they are, I want to say six of them are streamed on YouTube, maybe five. One or two are streamed on Fox Sports, not like the main Fox Sports, like Fox Sports One, I guess, whatever their streaming service is. And then some other streaming service they have a game on. So I have it like spread out between a lot of platforms, which can make it kind of difficult to follow and watch every single game. Realistically, I guess who depends on watching like eight games a week is a lot to watch. But
A little overwhelming this first week. We were like, all right, watch this one, this one, this one, and then there would be like three a day where we were like, this is a lot
Yeah. So, but I think, it's easy to say, okay, I'm just not gonna watch the ones on Fox Sports.
volleyball.
But I'll watch the other ones. But I did like being on YouTube and having the live chat while watching the games is super fun because you get to kind of hear what people are thinking and you get to hear opinions. And it was so nice. I put in one of the chats about our podcast, trying to self-promote. I was kind of nervous because people are gonna be
People
like,
just like hate on you, like
yeah,
shut up about your
or like
podcast.
it's gonna
Nobody's
get the
listening.
comments gonna get deleted, or like, oh, really, like self-promote, whatever. I don't know. I was super
You
nervous,
just get
but people were
hate.
so nice. And I was, and then I like ran to find you. I was like, oh my gosh, y'all look
No.
so nice.
Like
And
the
the
volleyball
community.
community, like everybody's so uplifting and everybody just loves volleyball and wants it to grow. So
Yeah.
people being so supportive just like makes me
Yeah.
very happy.
So I really hope more people catch on that it's super fun. And because then it, the leagues can just grow. We could get more teams. I mean, we're both from, we live in New York, and it would be so cool to have a New York team. And it's not nearly as big here as it is in Nebraska or Texas, but
That'd be
I
cool.
think it could be. I mean, I think New York people have a lot of pride for their sports teams. Maybe not. I think the Jets are doing bad. I feel like I hear a lot of bad stuff about them, about the Jets. I'm gonna go over the games that we watched this week, talk a little bit about them.
Yes, so the first game we watched was for the Love League, and it
It
was
was Salt Lake versus
oh
Atlanta.
my gosh, Salt Lake versus Atlanta. Now, there were a few things that surprised me throughout the weekend with lineups and everything because we kind of like talked about what lineups we would have for each team and everything, and a lot of the players that I had in or out didn't involve collegiate players just because they have less experience professionally, and a lot of the older players played at the Olympic level on the national team and everything. And seeing these collegiate players fresh out of college stepping up and playing was amazing. So watching these two teams, we saw a lot of that. Those college players stepping up. So the first game we watched the weekend is Salt Lake versus Atlanta, and Salt Lake came out on top in four. We saw amazing things from Jordan Poulter, Danny Drews, one of my favorite players. Doing research on the teams and on the leagues, the way Danny Drews plays, she's so uplifting with her team, and I just loved watching her play. Haley Washington's on that team, but we didn't see her play. I don't think she was dressed at all.
Yeah,
So
she
she was
must have
on the
been
bench.
hurt or something
So
going
it's
on.
kind of a
I
bummer,
don't know if the
but
announcer said that. I haven't really looked at anything of her, or like her socials or anything.
But I feel like they just came out with so much confidence and they had like really good team dynamics and worked really well together, where I feel like Atlanta had a lot of defensive errors and like they had a lot of miscommunications, which you wouldn't expect to see at that level. But in the beginning of a league with a new team, new coaches, new teammates, it can be a hard transition, and they had a great game. But I think that Salt Lake just beat them to finding their groove this early on in the season, and I was really impressed with the level of play.
Yeah, I think also Kelsey Robinson Cook, she's one of the best outsides, and lots of expectations for her. I think, she did well, but she didn't really start swinging like we know she can until the third set, which they ended up winning. I think that was the set that they won. And then, I think there were times where she just wasn't as aggressive as she could have been. She had some great plays. There were some really great rallies.
Yeah, at this level, when the defense is that good, if your hitters aren't aggressive, you're really not going to get anywhere. And I think that Salt Lake not only, like, they didn't just have one aggressive hitter that they kept going to, they had a really well-rounded offense, and Jordan Poulter's obviously one of the best setters ever. So she really is an experienced setter and ran the offense evenly and really
Yeah,
strong.
that's
That made
true.
it hard for Atlanta to read anything.
That's true. And you're right. We did see a lot of miscommunications, not just from them, but throughout the weekend, both leagues, honestly. I think that's something that's going to kind of clear up. And, it's going to take some time for teams to build that chemistry. For middles for Atlanta, also, we had Yelorovich, I hope I'm saying that right, and Kayla Hanline to start. And then someone I was really impressed with who came in, I believe, towards the end of the game, was Tia Jimmerson. I loved watching her play. She was super
Yeah, she
fun.
was fun.
Lots of energy. She, yeah, I really liked watching her.
Yeah, I think for Salt Lake, we saw Tori Dixon come in, and she was in the PVF last year. I'm not exactly sure which team, but it's interesting to see players switching over. I think there were a few that switched over from PVF to LOVB, and I think that's like an interesting thing to see or hear about why, if we ever do, why they switched over. But I keep saying LOVB, and I'm not sure. Is it, do I say love, LOVV? I don't know.
Guys, real talk. We filmed a whole
Real
episode.
talk.
We filmed a whole episode referring to it as LOVB, and that's not the reason we didn't post it. We didn't post it because a lot of reasons. We just weren't as excited about it as we want to be for every single episode. It's love.
It's love.
Yeah, as soon as we filmed it, we
More of the
saw,
story is
I think
love.
it was Kelsey Robinson Cooks. She's been making a lot of TikToks that I've seen about the league. I think it was her who said it's
I
love.
just saw like a, I saw a TikTok that was just like an animated voice with like
Maybe that was it.
an edit of all the players, and
Maybe
it's
that was
like
it.
it's pronounced love.
Oh.
They probably posted it because everybody was saying LOVB. But I kind of
Oh.
like that, and like
No, me
how they
too.
do it, like the logo
Yeah,
is like an
I like it.
E, but then like the B.
Yeah, I really, and again, to kind of compare the two leagues, I really liked the jerseys, the color, I feel like the lighting in the venues kind of makes a difference. I feel like it was a lot brighter, bright colors, which, I don't know, fun to watch, aesthetically pleasing.
For sure.
PVF, I was very impressed with that. I like that they have mascots, they have that type of energy. I think like
Omaha
so.
Supernovas did like a cool media day in like a spaceship, outer space museum or something like that. I don't know exactly what it was, but I thought that was really cool because they're like the supernovas. So that's like a fun little thing they had.
I really like all, for the most part, I like most of the team names. I like the Valkyries. I think that's cool.
I think last year I like thought
Some of them
like
are own.
mojo, like vibe,
Yeah.
but it's kind of growing on me a little bit. Like when I see like the whole vibe and the whole mojo of it all, I kind of I kind of support.
I think Vibe is growing on me because I love Atlanta Vibe, but we'll get to
Yeah.
that later. Mojo, not as
Mojo
much.
yet to be seen. We'll see.
Not as much.
Sure.
I also
Yeah.
liked in the first game that we were just talking about, Atlanta versus Salt Lake, Beatrice Negrete, the libero for Atlanta. She had fake eyelash on, like a bright blue, purple. I
Oh
don't know what
yeah, no,
color.
that
I don't
was
know what color they
cool.
are.
Yeah. They
Yeah.
did like a little camera zoom and I was like, "Oh shoot, like
Yeah, I
this is
like
full out."
that.
No, it's like the same thing. Like it's interesting with like female sports and everything. Like I have so much appreciation when watching NCAA or even this, like their earring stacks, or I was just telling
Yeah.
you about like how Jordan Larson and the Louisville coach, they wore like high heels when they were coaching on the sideline.
Yeah.
And now like the eyelash extensions and everything. I think that's like so great to see. And like just female sports, like women in sports, is just like so fun when they're like showing their feminine side and like just being baddies.
Also, the tattoos. I feel like a lot
Oh
of players have
yeah, I know.
tattoos that are cool to see. I saw a discussion in one of the live chats, like,
Yeah.
we need tattoo rankings.
Yeah, like volleyball players, if there are any pro players watching, we want to see all the tattoo tours. So
Yeah.
post on whatever platform we're going to after TikTok gets banned.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, make sure to follow
yeah.
us on Instagram and all that.
Yeah.
I think Quinn
We
has
don't want to lose
Instagram account.
everybody. Yeah. Set her up pod.
Yeah, whatever new social media comes out, we'll be set up pot on it.
Lemonade. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's a win for Salt Lake. That game was on Wednesday, and that was the only game for that day, I think, right? I don't really know. I
Yeah,
think
that was
so.
the only game for that day because that was like the first day, and then
Yeah.
PVF started the next day.
Did it?
I think PVF started one day later and then went one day later.
I feel like, yeah, I think
Or something.
PVF also has kind of a better schedule with the games. You know, they're
They're more weekend.
more weekend games. Yeah.
Yeah. But then it's like very like I feel like
Yeah, they have so
LOVB was like
many.
through love. Sorry, they were like through many days and spread out more. PVF was on the weekend, but there would be like three games a day.
Yeah.
So,
The next game, Austin versus Houston. Fun
personally,
game.
my favorite game that I watched this weekend.
Very fun.
Yeah, we really saw Austin shine in the first towards the beginning, and then towards the end, Houston really just like became dominant, I think. Like it was back and forth for the first few sets, and Jess Merzig again and Madison Skinner for Austin, you really see these younger players being the most dominant right out of college, and
Yeah.
they're just making insane plays
Yeah.
look like they've been playing professionally for years. So really awesome to see, and then playing with older, more experienced players. Austin had like nine Texas alums, which is insane. We saw Asia O'Neal in like the last two sets, I believe. Did we say who won? Houston won in five. I think it was a reverse sweep, right? I believe it was.
Yeah. I
And
think it was too.
we only saw Asia O'Neal the last like two sets. We only saw Logan Eggleston for the last two
Yeah.
sets.
Didn't see a lot of her.
Yeah.
Who else?
But we were glad to see them play.
Zoe Flagg is now Zoe
Sharp.
Garvis. She played at Texas. I think she is like there was definitely so much hype around her, when they won the national championship the
Yeah.
her fifth year, because she went to UCLA for the first 4 years, then she went to Texas for her fifth year. When they won the national championship, so much talk around her. And in this league, I haven't seen much. She is so, I think she's just underrated. She is so phenomenal. I love
You
watching
think
her
she's
play.
underrated? You just said that she like got so much hype.
Yeah, no, she got
Underrated.
hype at the time,
I think
but now with
yeah.
this new league,
Yeah,
you
I do
know.
agree. She's just like so quick. Like she gets up
Yeah.
things
She's so
further away.
athletic.
She's so
Like
athletic.
her movements,
Yeah.
her dolphin
Yeah.
dive is like crazy.
Yeah.
And she just, yeah,
And I think
she's
it's
awesome.
important for liberos to have a certain bring a certain energy to the team. I feel like Liberos are like the ones that really like hype up the team and like give the team their energy. I think that Zoe Jarvis does a great job of that, and that's what really makes her stand out between like all of the liberos.
Another player I love, one of my favorites, is Jordan Thompson on Houston, the right side. Saw her in the Olympics a bit. Love her. Felt she, I don't know. I don't mean to, like, I guess I'm like hating on the Olympic players. I'm not hating on them. I mean, they're phenomenal players, and I know that. Like, I just love her so much and wanted her to like completely dominate. But I guess in no one's like dominating crazy,
Yeah, no.
which just goes to show like.
I think Madison Skinner carried her team whenever. Like, I think that they just kept going to her and she just kept knowing how to finish it. And I think Jordan Thompson for Houston will probably end up being that player, but it was the first game, and I think that, I don't know, nerves could have been involved, and I think that we saw her keep on growing as the weekend went on. But there's a lot of expectations for her as such an amazing and well-known player that we see her play at her not her 100% or not her 100% best. And we're like, oh, like she didn't have a great game. But like she still is playing insane.
I'm
Like
also
she.
saying she didn't have a great game. Like, I think she actually did good. I just like I'm so picky. I'm like, oh no.
And we saw her really
Just
show what
like
she can do later
the.
on in the
And I guess it
weekend.
was everyone with like the little errors. I'm like, let's go. No more
Let's go.
errors.
This is professional volleyball here. Like,
Yeah.
come on now.
Being too hard in it. Who was, hold on. I need to see who the center was because I'm
I
literally
was just
blanking
wondering
out.
that.
Because I remember we were like, yeah, she's kind of carrying.
Yeah, well, for Austin, I
Who
was thinking they would
else?
do 6-2 because they have so many right sides and two amazing centers. Oh my God. I'm like, oh, well, they have Ka'ahina Torres. Who is also a Texas alum, but she didn't play much. Who was their other setter?
Oh, Maddie Rochelle also did phenomenal. Oh, Micah Hancock. Yeah, she was
Oh my
insane. She's so
God.
good.
Yeah, she was
She's
insane.
amazing. She's, you know, these also if about LOV,
Lloyd.
also about Love Club, is, can I speak? Also about Love Club is these Olympic athletes, Micah Hancock, Jordan Thompson, who else have we talked about? Haley Washington. These are like the founding athletes of the club. This
Yeah.
is,
Oh,
you know,
Jordan
this is
Poulter, right, too?
Jordan Poulter, yeah.
Poulter.
Poulter.
Yeah.
I
Austin
love
setter,
how she
Carly
like.
Lloyd.
Is she
Is
a
she
founding
also a
athlete
founding?
too?
Yeah, she is too. She was insane for Austin. And another player I really liked watching from Italy, Alessia Gennari. She was really cool to watch. She is an outside, and I feel like she was just like an all-around really solid player for Austin and fun to watch. So it's cool like learning about new players too and seeing like how well they're doing.
Yeah, another player who's with Houston, I was so impressed with their middles too. I think Amber Ajiti is their middle. I thought
I mean, she's.
Ajiti did an amazing job. I feel like middles such are a difficult position, and the middles have been extremely impressive. I guess everybody has.
Especially at
Everybody
this level, because
has.
it's like already kind of hard to like avoid blockers in the middle. You know, you're like going head on with like the other team's best blocker. And at this level, the blocks are always just like huge and really good. So to run your offense that fast, to be running your middles and being so successful at finishing with them is just insanely impressive.
Skinner did do very well. Eggleston did not play much. As
What she
much as
did
we
though,
expected,
she did all
yeah, she
right.
did good. They put her in, I believe, at like one time for 2 points. She did like one thing. She didn't make any mistakes and they took her out right away. I was like, that's such an, and I think it was like 21. So, like, it just didn't feel necessary. I thought it was kind of weird.
I'm like wondering if there's like a strategy, like if they're like, all right, well, if this is our best outside, like we're gonna try to save our energy. Because also, if they have multiple games a weekend, Madison Skinner played the whole game, that first game, and then didn't play at all the second game. They played that weekend. So it's, I feel like there's like kind of a strategy to say like, hey, let's put this player in. Every player on every single team is an amazing player that can hold their own on the court. So I think it's not even a matter of like playing time as much. It's just like strategizing who works best with what setter and like when you want to save your player's energy or put them out.
I guess they did. I feel like they do that in like basketball or something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I guess they do that in professional sports more. But then, so yeah, the next game, Austin played Madison, and Madison Skinner did not touch the court, but Logan Eggleston played. And I think O'Neal started and played. He didn't start the first game of the week,
We've
but.
actually had discussions about Aiden O'Neal, and we have a bit of like a difference in opinion, I would say. I mean, not a difference in opinion. Like, I feel like I understand where you're coming from, and but do we want to share?
I guess I'm scared.
I mean, we can,
So
we don't
everybody
have
loves Aja
to.
O'Neal, and I get it. I like her too.
She has a lot of hype around her. I feel like coming from Texas, she has a lot of hype. But hot take, is Aja O'Neal overrated?
You don't think she is. I.
I don't not think she is. I think there are so many great middles out there that it's like she gets so much hype and is called the slide queen. There are so many middles that can slide, and like I think I do understand where you're coming from.
And obviously, okay, she did really phenomenal in the final against Nebraska. She did really good, I will admit that. And I she is good. But I think in this league, and I think she can be really good. I just I don't
No,
know.
I totally get what you're saying. I think also like Texas has such a huge fan base, Texas athletics in general, that I think a lot of her fans come from Texas, like their fan base. So they see her play. She did amazing against Nebraska in the final for her last year, won them a national championship. And so I think that their fans carry through. But I think that there are so many middles that can get the same exact recognition.
Well, every time I okay, you're gonna get me canceled. But I don't want to come out with a controversial opinion our second episode, but because you don't even think that. Like, I'll say that, and you'll be like, oh, no, you're wrong.
Okay, but yeah, like
I
I've.
know we're like switching up. Like, I'm like, no, it's, I love Aja O'Neal. She's great. And you're like, yeah, I think there's.
No. Like I love Aja O'Neal, and I think that she's great. Watching her in the national championship, I was in awe, and I was like, oh my God, she's amazing. Like, of course, I'm sure a lot of people thought that, but I do understand where you're coming from, where there are, like, where you should, yeah.
I guess it's mainly, I'm gonna try to explain this. The slide queen thing. I think this is the only thing. This is the only thing. Maybe they're a little bit predictable. Like, I like to see a slide when someone's like about to run one, and then they like quickly like change direction and they're like, bang! I feel like. That's what I like a little bit quicker. Yeah. A little bit quicker, a little bit more bang.
Kind of another controversial opinion, but I feel like men's volleyball, they like run a lot of plays. Like, I feel like even watching our younger brothers team, they'll like run plays where, like, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like their setter will just like call like an audible almost and like just be like, all right, like we're running a pop and then I'm gonna set this D ball and everybody's gonna run around the court and it's gonna work perfectly. Like, I think
Like
men's
a
volleyball,
stack.
like,
You see a lot of
yeah. I
stacks.
feel like that's like seen a lot more in men's volleyball. I feel like they're very different,
You
and this
sound like our
Texas
dad
team.
right now.
No. I think that at this level we're gonna see a lot more of that. Because I think that's like something that also differentiates college to professional. Oh, we're playing footsie. I'm like excited to see the difference in the professional and college leagues. Like I think that they'll run more plays like that, and I think that they're like running everything faster and their sets their go balls are just faster. Like everything's faster. That makes the game a lot more difficult.
Yeah, I actually was gonna bring this up when we talked about the super point rule that counts for two. I hope to see some, especially during those times. Like these teams get together before the bowl and they're like, all right, this is our super play. When the button's pressed, this is the play we're going to, or something, and they do something like totally insane. You know what I want to see when the button's pressed? I want to see like a I actually have no idea.
I want to see like a fight. Like not literally, but like I want to see
Want to see a charity leaper stare down.
Like I want to see like angst and yeah. I think that's like what it's gonna bring. I think that's kind of the point. I think it's like I want like the coach to like pedally press the button and like kind of stare at the other coach and be like, yeah, I just pressed the button and
No
like what are you gonna do
production.
about it?
We're gonna turn these leagues into the WWE.
Yeah.
So, Austin versus Madison. Let's get back on topic. Madison was Madison's first match of the season. What did we think?
Claire Chousey is, I think, both of our, like, one of our favorite players from last year. She was in the PVF League on Supernovas?
Want to see Grand
Grand
Rapids.
Rapids?
I think she was on.
Columbus Fury?
No, I think she was on Grand Rapids.
Okay. So on Grand Rapids, but she, I mean, I feel like everybody knows. She just like jumps out of the gym, has amazing defense, just a high IQ, and is really fun to watch.
I feel like, her and Anna DeBeer have a very similar look, similar style of play, and they
They
both
just look
play for
so calm
Louisville.
on
They
the
could be like
court.
twins.
Yeah, they're like she plays so calm on the court, and watching her play the other day, like she was just dominant for their team, and you could tell she was like a captain kind of for them and like a go-to option for them, even in the back row.
She looked a lot happier.
Claire Chase.
I feel like
Chausse.
she's kind of a player. One of the, I mean, I don't know how many players switch from the PVF to Love, but I think
Probably like
her
one on
and
every Love
Aisha,
team, I would say.
yeah, maybe, but she just looked a lot happier
I agree.
here. She looked great. She played great. She.
And like you were saying, Sarah Franklin was an outside. She didn't start, but
Don't
she
think
was,
so.
but she did really well for them. Again, another player fresh out of college that's just like making a huge impact for their team. And then playing with older players. Did she play with Claire Chausse? Chausse? I'm like,
I think it's just saying.
Chausse?
Just saying.
Did they play together in
Just
Wisconsin or was
No,
that
Claire
different
played
times?
at Louisville
Oh,
and
I'm
Sarah
getting
played at Wisconsin. She
Wisconsin.
was 2023 Player of the Year, right?
Sarah Franklin?
Yeah, I think so.
Wasn't she this past year?
No, I think Olivia Babcock was.
Oh, okay, E. Freshman, right?
Sophomore.
Oh, yeah. I'm a sophomore. Gotta
Yeah.
get my stuff together. Oh, no.
And Annie Drews, another great player, played in the Olympics, lefty right side. Just love her. She's good.
This is the problem, like when it's just like you and I together, which is like, 90% of my life, I feel like we're both kind of like mumblers and low talkers, and we both have terrible hearing. So I'll be like mumbling to her, talking really low, and then she'll be like, "What?" And then I'll say it again, the same volume, mumbling, and then she starts getting mad, and it's like, "What?" And this goes both ways, where I'll be like, "What are you saying?" And we just keep talking at the same volume, and eventually I just have to say like, just nod your head and say yes, and then just like pretend you hear me, even if you don't.
Or like an old married couple. And so
I'm so
what
sorry
better
if you can't
thing,
understand what we're saying.
what better idea for two chronic mumblers than to start a podcast? The last game for Love Club was Houston versus Omaha. And this was Omaha's first match. And Omaha, similar to Austin, has a ton of Nebraska alumni. You have Jordan Larson, Who is the goat? The goat. And I think that's
Just of
like
all time.
objective fact.
Now she's
She's the
coaching in
goat.
Nebraska. Who did Houston win this game though?
No, Omaha won
No.
in three.
Oh shoot.
Yeah.
Scratch that. Yeah.
And you got Justine Wong-Rontas.
Oh yeah. Well, obviously.
Which
Yeah,
is
I feel like this
yeah.
is just like a lot of the national team players too. And then seeing her playing on the same team as Lexi Rodriguez, like
Yeah.
Lexi Rodriguez was essential for the Nebraska team, and then to see her come, and then unfortunately she didn't play.
It is a little bit of like lore, I guess, that everybody, like a lot of players from Omaha for the love, are Nebraska alumni, and you have Justine Wong-Rontas and Lexi Rodriguez, two of the best liberos, or the best, not one of the best liberos at Nebraska. And Lexi just this past season, only by like a couple digs. I mean, she overcame Justine Wong-Rontas's dig record
There
and
you
set the
go.
new record.
And then went on to be teammates with her. Like that's just like really cool.
Yeah, and again with these like founding athletes, you see them, you know, leading their teams and, you know, have a lot more experience. So I don't know, it's kind of nice to see. For love, do you like have a team that you're like, oh,
Love posted on their Instagram a little like questionnaire of like if you like pick this and this and this and this, then you root for this team. Which I liked, but then I feel like it gave me something that I just like didn't agree with. Like I feel like it gave me a team that I didn't want to be a fan of. Like I forget what it was.
it was the
No,
same that I got.
I
We
don't,
both got
I mean,
Madison.
no, we got different ones.
Oh, I got Madison, and I'm kind of happy with it. I think I might stick to
I
it.
don't even remember what I got. Any results I got I wouldn't have been very happy with because I want to make the decision for myself. But I'm very indecisive, and so I need a favorite team to root for each one because I want to get like merch for like my favorite pro team. Like that's so cool. But I'm
You
just
don't
like
have to decide
indecisive.
now. There's time. There's like a whole season ahead of us. It's
Yeah.
only the first
So
week.
the PVF game is kind of how we mentioned before. We're split up on YouTube and on Fox. So the Fox games, I don't believe we watched. But we would like, watch clips and stuff on Instagram and everything and know all the results of the games. But I think the first PVF game was the day after the first Love game. And what was the
Well, there was supposed to be a game that was on, I don't know what it's called, like volleyball BBTV, something like that. I don't really know. Five versus Supernovas. Atlanta versus Omaha. And that was not, I don't know. The schedule didn't say it was on YouTube, I don't think. It said it was on something else. I don't know what it is. But we watched it on YouTube. So that was the first match that we watched was Atlanta versus Omaha for the PBF. So,
I love Atlanta's jerseys.
yeah, me too.
They are like they're such a pretty blue, and I don't know, I feel like just I feel like everybody's just all of a sudden made the switch to like tank top jerseys. And at first I was like kind of not sure how I felt about that, but now I vibe with it. And I feel like Atlanta Vibe had really cool looking jerseys.
I like it when they wear it with arm sleeves. Like, I wouldn't wear it without arm sleeves. I wouldn't like it.
And then I feel like it looks so unified when everybody has it. It's either like don't wear it or wear it, but not wearing it's like kind of weird. I mean, I get though for middles like or right sides or something like centers, they're not diving around. Like liberos are gonna want to wear arm sleeves, I'm sure.
Centers
But
definitely dive.
I know that was
Or
kind of
pick
just
up
something
people.
that I threw in there, but like probably not as much as liberos and outsides.
But I mean, you always gotta
Either.
be ready.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think
that's
everybody
true.
should.
I think it like
But
looks
I guess
good
do
for
what
the
you want.
aesthetic.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And like, I don't
I'm with
know.
you.
You might be, everyone, there's, no
Yeah.
one's like never gonna dive. Yeah, I love Atlanta. I might be an Atlanta Vibe fan.
Next week, maybe I'll make my big announcement of who
Yeah.
who I'm rooting for both leagues. So you're an Atlanta fan for PVF?
For PVF, I don't know. That's like
In the
so
works.
far this week. I loved watching them. So for the first match against Omaha, I was super duper impressed because, like you were saying before, you don't know how these players straight out of college are going to come in playing against people with a lot more experience. And Merritt Beeson was so good. She was
She's
like a
amazing.
go-to. She was super dominant.
Yeah. In the front row and back row, they really went to her whenever they could, I feel like. And she just had so much
Oh no, her
confidence.
back row was
Yeah.
insane.
Her serving, her like defense, just she was all around really, really good.
Yeah, and obviously she's insane at Nebraska, but you don't know how that adjustment's gonna be. You don't
Yeah.
know.
And I feel like at the collegiate level and at Nebraska specifically, Nebraska was so big and had Andie Jackson, Harper Murray, Taylor Landfair, Lindsey Krause, like they had so many hitters. And Merritt Beeson was a huge part of their offense, but like everybody just knew like Nebraska was so well-rounded. Merritt Beeson at Atlanta was really a go-to. And I think on Nebraska they were like more like she just kind of did what she had to do. Here she was like so dominant for them.
Yeah, and another thing that's helpful is that she played with her setter for Atlanta at Florida before she came to Nebraska, Marley Monsarrez. They both played at Florida together.
It's cute.
So having that chemistry prior, probably pretty helpful. And then Merritt Beeson with Leah Edmund, that front row,
Oh, yeah.
pretty insane. And then obviously you have Morgan Hentz, who's, dare I say, the GOAT. The GOAT, the
Gloats.
greatest
I
libero of
feel
all
like there are
time.
many gloats. I mean, we just talked about Justine Wong and so comment down below who you think the gloat is.
Yeah, let us know
Anyways.
the next game that we're going to talk about. Saturday's game, Mojo versus Fury. San Diego Mojo versus Columbus Fury. And as I mentioned, oh, also, if you didn't know, little fun fact, Joe Burrow, everyone's favorite, cutest football player,
Carrying the Broncos right now.
had some drama. What?
He's carrying the Broncos right now. The Broncos are doing terrible.
So he's not on the Broncos.
Joe Burrow?
Yeah, he's
Who's
not
he
on
on?
the
Oh my
Bengals.
God, Bengals. He's carrying the Bengals right now.
Oh,
That's what I meant to
that's the
say.
team. So
Cut
he's like
that
not on the Broncos.
out. Sorry. I feel like no football fans
I
would
know nothing
listen to
about
this. I'm
football,
kidding.
but I do know what team Joe
You
Burrow
know why I'm
plays
saying
for.
that? Because I've
That's not
seen
true. I
so
don't
many
think so.
TikToks and so many people saying like, get Joe Burrow like a different team. Like, yeah.
I
Anyways.
see edits of him sometimes.
Yeah.
Columbus Fury is owned by Joe Burrow and his parents, I think. It's like a
And it's,
family thing.
wow, cute. Columbus Fury was like pretty dominant last year, right? Were they in
I
the
think
finals
so.
against,
No.
who was it?
It
Grand
was
Rapids
Grand Rapids and
and
Omaha.
Omaha. Right. I get the two
But
confused.
Columbus Fury played San Diego Mojo. And as I said the first week, one of my favorite players. One of, obviously, I have a lot. I think I say this about a lot of players, but is Jill Gillen.
I feel like she's like
And
she's
she,
pretty high up on your favorites though.
I love her.
Understandably so.
She like led her team to the Elite Eight. I think that was Arkansas's first time there. I can go on and on. I love her.
And just her attitude towards volleyball, she's so fun to watch.
So
I've
gritty.
said that so, about so many people too, but
So
yeah.
she didn't play. I actually didn't watch the whole game. Didn't play at all.
Oh. That's crazy. 'Cause she played last year.
Yeah, she did play. I don't know. We definitely
Nice.
didn't watch the whole season last year. And she did play. Sometimes she struggled, definitely. She's pretty undersized. She would struggle sometimes to come out. But yeah, I was kind of bummed. Didn't get to see her play. So yeah, she didn't play at all. Lame.
We'll
Lame.
see her throughout the
Lame, lame,
season.
lame.
It's okay.
No.
It'll be fine.
Maybe if she did play, they would have won because San Diego
Yeah,
Mojo won in three sets, I think. Never mind. They won in four. They won't afford, but yeah, whatever. So then we watched the Orlando Valkyries versus Indy Ignite. And I did used to like the Orlando Valkyries last season. If you asked me what team I was a fan of, I would have said them because Jill Gillum was on that team. And because I like their mascot. And because I think out of all the states, Florida is the only one I've been to. Got San Diego. I've
San
been to
Diego,
California like once or twice. What other? Indy, Ignite, Indianapolis, right? Is that
yeah.
Indianapolis? Or is that
Indiana.
Indiana?
I
I
don't
have been to Indiana.
know. Have you? Have I?
Notre
For a
Dame's,
long.
no.
I don't
Notre
know.
Dame's in Indiana, right? Because I think
See,
it's right next to.
geography is not my strong suit,
Oh, I know.
unfortunately, and it is yours.
Okay, let's see which states I've been to. I've been to California once or twice, but not like I've been to Florida a lot more times. Columbus, Ohio. I've never been to
I've
either
been there.
for volleyball. I've been to Indiana because I think Notre Dame's in Indiana. My cousin went there, our cousin. Obviously, Florida, I've been to, as I said. What other teams? Grand Rapids, Michigan. I've never been to Michigan. Omaha, Nebraska. I've never been to Nebraska. Two more. I guess I could just look at the
Can't
notes that I
even
have right
think.
here. Vegas, I've never been to Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, I have been to Georgia. Anyways, I don't
What
know
is
why
it
I
in
just did
Georgia?
that Atlanta vibe. Anyway, so that's why I would have said I was an Orlando Valkyries fan, I guess. I do like player like Georgia Murphy and Hannah Pukis. Georgia Murphy, they both played at Oregon 2 years ago. And I really like that team as well. Georgia Murphy was their libero. She did a good job. Hannah Pukis played a little bit. I don't really think she was on Vegas Thrill last year. And so she came over to Orlando, I guess, traded. I guess that's the term.
Yeah,
They
I'd like
traded.
that to be like more like public and like I feel like the trades and everything, I feel like they should like really put that out on their social media, like maybe they can make like little
Well,
playing cards or something.
I am an avid follower of Jill Gillen, so I knew the minute that she was traded that she was traded. It's like fun when you find like a niche little player who like isn't highly talked about, but it's like, oh, I like them though.
Yeah.
Like
And
it's
she's like
like,
a good
yeah,
player.
my favorite player. She's like super underground.
Yeah, they played Indy Ignite,
Elena
and
Scott's one
Indy
played with
won
it.
in four, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Ignite won in four. Anna Jabir is still injured, unfortunately. Elena Scott got in a little bit, which was cool. It's just crazy to see like these high collegiate players like Elena Scott was so instrumental for Louisville this past year. And then she is not the starting libero for Ignite, so.
The starting libero for Indy was Kylie Murr. The announcers sometimes would mix up names throughout the weekend. I feel like
Yeah.
it could be a little bit cleaner.
That was something
Like,
that we
I feel
talked
like,
about last year, too.
yeah, like, I just,
Yeah. I
I
feel like
as we
things would
sit here
come
and I'm like,
later after the
I don't
point,
know if it
too.
rings correctly.
Like the announcers would be kind of late to like saying things, and it was already on to the next point almost. And I
Yeah.
think that was something we kind of talked about last year that I think they've been better with, but
And the first, actually, yeah, let's talk about that too. Because the first point of the PVF I watched was the start of Atlanta versus Omaha. And I think Atlanta got like the first 2 points. Merritt Beeson got the first 2 points, I wanna say. And the score showed 1-0 Omaha. I was like, come on. Really? Not a good way to start.
But
Okay, let me
I
find.
think they've been much better. We also were like talking about the announcers pretty much every game because they'd have crazy rallies, and then I feel like the announcers would be just not matching the vibe. I feel like announcers, we need more from you. We need all the energy. We need the excitement. We need you guys to like yell and scream. Get the people hype. I
Yeah.
feel like the announcers aren't hype enough for my liking to it.
Because people say like a lot of things about women's sports. like not having as much money, and people are like, well, you have to make money to get it. And I do wonder, I don't know, like maybe there is large investments going in and the return is just not there. But I'm also like, well, it's an investment. So what you put in could be what you get out. Is it like, you know, because that's something that's like,
You think of like the
come on,
streaming
like,
services too,
yeah.
like everything's involved with that.
So I'm just like, well, everything's an investment. If you're gonna say like it just doesn't make as much money, like maybe look at how much you're putting in for a starting investment. But I'm being like really lucky right now. A good weekend of watching volleyball. So
Yes,
I'm
it was
overall
great.
happy.
Yes, me too.
So we just finished tonight watching with Atlanta versus Vegas. Atlanta Vibe versus Vegas
Can we talk about
Thrill.
Omaha
And I
now?
thought
We
the
didn't really talk
announcers
about
were
it.
a lot, I do think the announcers were energetic. They just sometimes messed up names and little things. But I thought they were energetic and I liked that. You know, some announcers were better than others.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, that game was super fun to watch. Atlanta won in three. As I mentioned, I'm a fan not only of Jill Gillen, but that Arkansas team that got to the Elite Eight, which consisted of Taylor Head, and she stepped on the court, and I got like the biggest grin across my face. I was like, oh, yes, love her. And she got a great back row attack, back row kill. She did a great job. And so yeah, she played at Arkansas, then she went to FSU. I just really loved Atlanta this weekend. I think fan points, they got the most. I really like them. But that is different than actual points because I don't think they came out first in that way. So now we'll get a little bit into the standings for the both leagues. Update you guys, let you know where everybody stands. We'll start with Love. So in first place right now, it's so early in the
Yeah, after
season,
like one
but
weekend of playing, but
we'll
just
just
keep you guys
like
updated.
every week, yeah, just keep you updated. Maybe we'll post it on our Instagram too, because I don't think Love had standings on their website. So in first place is Omaha. They only had one match and they won it in three. So they're 1-0 in matches, 3-0 in sets, undefeated. Pretty impressive. Salt Lake also had one match, but they did lo lose a set. So they won in four. So they're in second place. Then Houston had two matches. Both Texas teams had two matches this week, and they both split. So Austin went 1-1, and Houston went 1-1. But Austin's in third because the set they lost was in five sets. So Austin is in third because they went 5-3 in sets, so they won five sets because they took. Yeah. Okay. And then Houston is 3-3 in sets. So, yeah. Then in fifth and sixth, Atlanta and Madison both only played one match and lost. So Atlanta is 1-3 in sets, and Madison is 0-3 in sets. And then over to the PBF League.
PVF in first place, we have Omaha.
Omaha is
They're,
in first in both leagues. Wow.
I
Not
mean, again,
surprising.
super early, but Omaha's first in both leagues, so they went 2-0 and 6 in sets and then 2 losses, so 6-2 in sets and then 2-0 in games. Then Indy, they went 1-0 and they only had one game, and that game was in four. Atlanta 1-1, 5-3 in sets. And then Orlando 1-1, 4-3 in sets. San Diego 1-1, 3-4 in sets. Vegas 1-1, 3-5 in sets.
Sounded a little bit more robotic.
I'm sorry, but this is just what's
Yeah,
going on in the
maybe.
stats right now. And this is the first week. It's like really early that it's like just hear like the stats and like We just talked about all the games.
Yeah.
Columbus is in second to last, 0-1, and then 1-3 in sets. And then Grand Rapids is 0-2 and 2-6 in sets. So I feel like for the season, these standings obviously don't mean much because it's after the first weekend, but it like so much can change. I feel like there are so many strong teams, and then they just have to find their groove. I feel like there were like a lot of nerves, and then teams just like having miscommunications that normally wouldn't happen. So I feel like we said earlier, that's definitely going to clear up as the time goes on. They just have to like find their groove and like keep practicing with each other.
Honestly, if like you didn't watch this past week, you could still watch next week and you don't have to go back, but you
Yeah.
can. A lot of it's, at least from the PDF, is still on YouTube. I think they have four matches, and love, if you have ESPN Plus, it's great. If not, like, get it. It's worth
Don't
it.
do
It's worth
it.
it. So we start off, it kind of goes by the same format every week. So we start off Wednesday with Atlanta versus Austin. This is played in Austin. Do you have predictions for that match?
I see Austin pulling that out, but yeah, Atlanta's also a really strong team, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, Austin. My prediction. Do you have a prediction?
I'm going to say Atlanta. So then Thursday, we have three matches, no love matches on this day, all PVF. Big day for PVF. And I think these are all going to be on YouTube Live. So we start off with Columbus Fury versus Atlanta Vibe. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking Atlanta vibe.
Me too. Me too.
But I did like seeing them play. I feel like that was like
Yeah.
your favorite. I feel like I'm kind of rooting for them a little bit too.
Yeah. And then also on Thursday, Grand Rapids Rise versus Indy Ignite. What are you thinking?
Maybe Indy Ignite
Me
last day.
too. And I
Yeah.
yeah, I
Yeah.
like Indy Ignite, so
Yeah. I'll say
I want them to
them.
win. Then Orlando Valkyries versus San Diego Mojo.
Just for fun, to put this out there, I'll say San Diego.
I'm going to say Orlando. Then on Friday, there's one of each. So it starts with Omaha Supernovas versus the Vegas Thrill.
I'm just gonna go with Omaha.
I'm going to say Vegas Thrill. Salt Lake versus Madison.
Salt Lake. I think Salt Lake is one of my favorite teams right now, actually. I'm kind of hoping Salt Lake wins.
I think mine is Madison.
Wow, we're really split then.
Yeah. Game on. Oh, that'll be a fun game to watch then.
Yeah.
Sully versus Madison.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Keep an eye out for that one. Game to watch. I would mark that a game to watch.
Yeah. Those are the only two games for Friday, so one for each league.
Yeah. And then Saturday's PBF is going to be streamed on CBS, I think. But you can watch both teams. Yeah, there are eight games, so I think each team plays twice. So if you can't find it on, you can find the team still playing some other time during the week. What are you thinking? Indy Ignite or Columbus Fury?
Indie Ignite.
Well, obviously I'm going Columbus Fury for obvious reasons. Jill Gillen. And then we have two love matches. We have Houston versus Salt Lake. What are you thinking? Girl.
See, Houston was really good. Okay, you know what though? I'm gonna stick with my team. I'm See, are we going like who we think is gonna win or like who we're rooting for? Salt Lake.
Well, Jordan Thompson is one of my favorite players, so. Like, I don't. Who's on Salt Lake? Remind me.
Ugh. I don't know. I'm really bad with names
Okay,
and
that's fine.
just keep
I'm
asking
still
me
going Houston either way.
questions.
I'm still going Houston either way. Because we when we watched Houston versus Austin, you were rooting for Austin, I was rooting for Houston. And guess who
Yeah.
won? Houston.
Okay, well, I was rooting for Salt Lake and you were rooting. What was the first game? Salt Lake and Salt Lake 1-4 was the first game. And that was who I was rooting
Yeah.
for. No.
Wait, let's say it again. Yeah, Salt Lake and Atlanta.
Salt Lake 1-4, the first game.
Yeah.
And they were who I were rooting for. So pretty
Okay,
even.
well, let's see what happens this week. And then we have Omaha versus Madison.
I'm gonna say Madison.
I'm gonna also say Madison. Well, Sunday, there's three PBF matches. It starts with San Diego Mojo versus the Omaha Supernovas. What are you thinking?
Omaha Supernovas.
Yeah, me too. Same here. And then we have Grand Rapids Rise versus Atlanta Vibe. I don't think this game is going to be on YouTube either. I don't know what it's on. I'm sorry. I'm not watching
Yeah, but
those ones.
Atlanta vibe, I think we'll probably win that one.
And then to close out the weekend, we have Orlando Valkyries versus the Vegas Thrill. I'm going to say Orlando Valkyries.
I'll say Orlando too.
We also want to know what you guys are thinking. So we're going to have polls throughout the weekend asking you guys what your predictions are, what teams you're rooting for. Maybe if you think Asia O'Neal or another middle is the slide queen, since you brought it up before, trying to get me canceled.
It'll be all be on our Instagram, so make sure you're following us at SetterUpPod,
Yes.
and
Check out our
we'll be
TikTok
posting
while we
all.
still have it.
Yeah, good.
And let us know what you want to see. You know, we're constantly thinking of new things to do and what direction like we want to take this in. But of course, we're curious to hear what you guys have to say and what you guys think and any feedback you have. You know, I think we've learned this weekend the volleyball community is so strong. So we'd appreciate anything you guys think. We're hoping to,
Yeah.
you know, and we have plans for it, but you know, we want to do
Yeah.
as much as we can with it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
We're
of
very excited.
course.
So,
Yes.
and also to add on to that, thank you everyone from our first episode who downloaded it and supported us, whether it was
Yes.
follow, whether it was a like, whether it was a comment, whether it was just like, I don't know.
It really means more than people know, because I didn't even know how much I'd appreciate it until people started following our accounts and then liking our posts. Like, even if somebody just liked it or even viewed the story, like I was very appreciative. So,
Yeah, it really does mean
yeah.
a lot. Love you all.
Love you. Stay tuned for episode 3 coming out next week. Well, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and that's all the volleyball we got for you this week. See you
Until next
next week.
week.
Okay,
Bye.
bye.